Hello, everyone. This is the Australian Building and Construction Podcast, a podcast highlighting the ups and downs of the Australian construction industry. I'm your host, Travis G, and this podcast today is brought to you by Travis Lee Constructions. That's right, my own company. I'm doing this out of my own pocket. I've bought a new microphone. You can probably tell the sound is a lot better. And I just spent about 15 minutes recording something and realized that I was just talking complete dribble and decided to start again because it's not really what I want to do. I was talking a lot about, how to be a business leader and all this sort of stuff because, you know, that's some of the podcasts I listen to are all about these things. Being a leader and doing personality tests and all these different things and, how to overcome your competitors and make a dollar, whatever. I don't think that's the avenue I want to go down. This podcast is really just going to be about, talking about the good things and the bad things in the Australian construction industry, how we cope, and how I'm going. Basically, going well. Thank you for asking. And speaking of personality tests, the reason I was talking about it was I decided to do one. I was listening to a podcast today that was talking about how we do these, I think it's called DISC personality test, D-I-S-C. So I did one and I posted the results of myself on a new page or a new group on LinkedIn. You can find me there on LinkedIn. If you search for the Australian Building and Construction Group, it's a closed group, but if you ask to be invited, I'll let you in. And it's a good way to talk to me and let me know what you think of the podcast and some of the issues or the things that you want to talk about. So I've posted there. Turns out I'm the evaluator, whatever that means. Apparently, I'm resourceful and compelling, and I'm assertive, and I handle pressure well. I don't know about that. Pressure can get to me sometimes. I get very stressed, but, we all have our ways of coping. Some of the things I've learnt this week, some of the things that I've been doing, I've changed my diet. I decided to get off soft drink. I am having black coffee, no milk, no sugars, just water. Trying to have more salad, fruit, and because I was struggling. One of the changes I decided to make a change every week or maybe even once a day if I can think of one. But a couple of weeks ago, I decided that I was going to get up 5 o'clock every morning. As a business owner, I was told that, you should be the first one up at any time. You're the first one up. If people have to call you, you're always available. So I set my time for 5 o'clock. Now, I do my best to get up then, but I tell you what, it was difficult. And I think that comes back to my diet. I was eating very heavy food, and I was drinking a lot of alcohol and a lot of sugar and all these things, and it just knocked me out, and I just couldn't get up. So I've changed that. That's one of the changes I've made. Find it very difficult because McDonald's is always calling me. As soon as I drive past, I see that big M. I just want to go in and eat. It's amazing. So that's one of the things I've changed. And what else? Yes, I already spoke about the microphone, didn't I? Yes, I think it sounds so much better. A lot less noise. I can do this now with anybody doing anything in my house, and you won't. This microphone will not pick it up. So I'm very happy about that. I was waiting until everybody went to bed, which was very difficult, because if you have two boys under the age of five, you will know that it's very difficult to do anything with either of them awake. And so I was waiting until very late at night until my three-month-old baby went to sleep. And that was hard. It was a long time and I was just very tired. I was doing a thing before and it was about 8 o'clock I did that. It's now 10. I was just trying to think of what to talk about because podcasts are difficult. I don't think you realize just how hard it is to sit down and think about what you need to talk about. And I'm not qualified for this at all. I'm not a radio personality, and I'm not someone who has been taught how to talk in this context. I think I have good personal skills. I can talk to people fairly well, but it's usually when I know what I'm talking about. I don't really know what I'm talking about on here sometimes. I just got to figure it out. And a lot of times I'm so busy, I don't really have a chance to sit down and write out what I can talk about. I do a bit of searching, like you know, one of the discussions I had this week, I was talking to someone who said that they said it was quiet. And I know that that has been a recurring thing that I've heard in the last month or so, people saying it's very quiet. And yeah, I agree. It is quiet. And all you can do is just continue to work and do your best. So I thought, well, I'm going to look up some stats. So here's some stats. Now, mind you, this is from, it's very hard to find stuff sometimes when you search for it. So these stats are for a little bit older, from the end of 2018. So it's almost a year old. So it's probably not worth looking at, is it? I'll just skip over it. Okay, so we've got some other stats here from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. So, wow. Did you know, this is amazing, the trend estimate for the last quarter, there was a value of $29 billion worth of construction work done in all of Australia. That's a lot. But that's actually a fall of 1% from the last quarter in December. So, yes, it's getting quiet by 1%. Are you part of that 1% that's getting quiet? Are you feeling that? Yeah. How much of that $29 billion did you lose over that 1%? Probably not a lot. So, yes, it's quiet, but according to these statistics, it's not that bad out there. You should be getting work. And maybe that comes down to there's a lot of people out there working. I don't know. All I know is I'm getting phone calls a lot. So I'm fairly busy, but I'm not run off my feet. Like I said, new business, don't really know what avenue I'm trying to go down. All of this is very new to me. So yeah, just trying to make some changes for myself, trying to figure out what parts I don't have to do and what parts I should really focus more on. Yes, I said moron, because I am a moron. I am an idiot. But that's okay. Because I can, what do they say, fake it till you make it? That's what I'm trying. I'm going to fake it till I make it. So anyway, it's tax time. That's something I got to do. I realized that in any building and construction industry work, workplace health and safety is a big issue. So I have to work on some safety plans. I already have some from when I did my certificate for training. And that's kind of a base to start with. And I'll work on that and see how I go. Now, if you're a builder, which I kind of doubt any other builders have time right now to be listening to a podcast, unless you're like me, you like listening to it while you work. If you're a builder, I would love to get in contact with you. If you can find me on LinkedIn, Travis Griffiths, Travis Lee Constructions, the Building and Construction group, let me know. If you have a great story, you know, something interesting you want to talk about, how you built up your business, where you started, and where you see your business going in the next 3 to 5 years, and you have this great story, please let me know. I would love to interview you. I'd love to have you onto the podcast and tell everyone your story. I think that this podcast would be great in letting Australian companies, whether they're builders, engineers, architects, building designers, business owners, you know, if you run a carpentry crew, you run a roofing business, you run any sort of business, plastering teams, whatever you do, if you think that you've got a really good story, let me know. Let me know on LinkedIn, send me a message, and we can chat, and we'll see how it goes. Because I feel like I'm going to run out of things to talk about. Until I get really, really busy and get a big business, I'm not going to have a lot of stories. You know, I mean, I've got stories. I've got funny stories. But they're for another time. And I'll have to write them down, because I'll probably forget them as I'm talking about them. Because that's what happens when you do this stuff. You start talking and it all just kind of goes out your head. And you don't know what you're talking about. But that's fine. That is the fun of this. I am so new. It's great. So, yeah, that's all I'm really going to talk about today. I don't think there's much else to say. If you are enjoying the podcast and you think that it's interesting and that you want them to continue, please let me know, because I've basically given myself a small time frame. 3 months. I'm going to do one episode a week for 3 months. If I don't get much response, then it's probably not worth me to continuing. But if you do enjoy it and you want to hear more and you want to hear more from others, please let me know. You can leave a like, or not a like. You can leave a review or a comment on whatever streaming service or wherever you look listen to your podcast. Basically, Apple Podcasts, the best place to do it. If you can leave a review there, that'd be really helpful. It'll make it a lot more obvious for people. And yeah, tell your friends about it. Let them know that there's something out there now that can help them. Not that I'm bringing anything new to the table, not yet anyway, but I'll do my best to bring you some information, bring you some things. So for a taster, let's just say, right, I know that there's some companies out there that are doing great things with charity. Now, if you want to get involved with charity, that's awesome. You should do that. That's great. You should go on and check out Pascon Group. George Pappas has started doing a dollar for dollar. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I don't know if he's doing dollar for dollar. I think he was trying to reach $10,000 for a children's charity. And a few days ago, he said that if he didn't reach that goal, that they would match or pay out of their own pocket to match that $10,000 and send that away. So that's awesome. If you want to get involved with that, go over to Pascon Group. You'll find them on Instagram, where most of their stuff is, and I believe YouTube. He's got a great video series on building and construction and the steps to building. So yeah, anyway, that's one little shout out. George, if you are listening, or if you hear this podcast and you want to get in touch, please do. I'd love to interview you. I think I love your business structure and how you approach the public with your company. It's really cool. I think that's great. Anyway, I want to leave it there. I hope you enjoyed this. Maybe a new direction from next week. We'll see how we go. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. I know it's a waste of your time, but that's awesome. Anyway, I'll leave you with this. To work on your business, you need to start with yourself. And that's my quote for the day. All right. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy your day.